To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Happy Monday, news listeners. Welcome to your May 30th edition of the BTN News Show in the year of 2022. Hope you had a great weekend. Let's get you caught up with the best technology news that did happen over the weekend, and we're going to do it for you right now in less than 5 minutes. Well, it doesn't look like Apple's going to be the only one saying, not as many phones as we thought. Samsung's looking to cut production, too, by quite a bit. Reportedly, Samsung is scaling back the number of phones it's planning on producing in 2022. Now it's only going to be about 280 million phones. It's supposed to be about 310. This is according to Sam Mobile, by the way. Now, yeah, if you're thinking 280 million phones, that's a lot of phones. Yes, it is. If you got stock in Samsung, though, you're kind of thinking, well, why? Now, yes, on the business side of things, it seems that companies are possibly preparing for an economy to get worse. With inflation and chip shortages and price increases, Samsung's probably not the only company thinking right now, maybe people won't be looking for a new phone right away. Hey, speaking of Apple, iOS 16, we should be seeing it pretty soon, being that WWDC is just a little bit more than a week away. And of course, it being that soon, we're already starting to see little tidbits of what we could be seeing, meaning rumors. According to Mark Gurman, iOS 16 looks to be having a lot of enhancements, not to the main screen, but the lock screen. And from what he's been told and telling us, Apple's new mobile operating system will include wallpapers with widget-like capabilities. We're also hearing iOS 16 will include support for an always-on display feature. However, though, I wouldn't be looking for that on your current phone. All accounts are pointing to that will be the next iPhone Pro feature. Of course, Android people out there are going, big deal. We've had that for a while. It was actually reported that Apple planned to add that feature to iPhone 13 last year, but it changed its mind. Typical Apple. Let's just make it a feature on the next phone. Other enhancements we should be seeing in iOS 16 include how the operating system handles multitasking and windowing. In fact, we might even see iOS letting users resize app windows. Again, all speculation right now, but we'll have all of this confirmed or not confirmed by June 6. And finally, hey, people out there with the analog pocket, you're about to get a long-awaited update, and I'm sure you're thinking, woo, great, what improvements do we get? Well, I don't know if it's going to be an improvement, because the update's in beta. Now, from what we can tell, the beta version update will include beta versions of the library, memories, and FPGA development features, at least according to their latest blog post over at Analog Pocket's official website. Now, as far as the FPGA, that's the Field Programmable Gateway Array, seems they're going to let developers take advantage of that, making it, as they quote, to be as easy as possible to develop and port FPGA cores to the platform. Now, we all know this update was supposed to come in January of this year. That's because it was actually launched in December, saying, hey, don't worry, we got an update coming right away for you. Well, right away was 6 months later. As for asking what's been holding it up for so long, no comment was given. And there wasn't any clarification of why the next update is going to be a beta one. As far as when the first actual update will be for the device, well, your guess is as good as ours. Have you got a story and no one else is listening to you? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network, britishtechnetwork.com. Check out the new show, of course, over there. The latest Mac show is up for your enjoyment. And, of course, check out the photo show and the big show, too. Don't forget to give us a like on our Facebook page as well at British Tech Network. Of course, follow us on Twitter at British Tech. And join the community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at your way for your Tuesday installment tomorrow. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope your week starts out well for you. Have a great Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the new show.